every day we always meet and we discuss what the next show is going to be about, what we're going to talk about. And I came to JT and said, hey, I've got this great guest we're going to have, and it's about Holocaust Awareness Week. And he said, that's kind of a downer for our morning show. I said, no, let me explain, because this is actually a very positive story. We're celebrating the American dream. And joining me now is Joshua Green, and he is a film producer, and he has an amazing story to tell us. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
So I understand the new book, Unstoppable. It's the story of Siggy Zellwig. Tell me about this Auschwitz survivor and the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say.
Yeah, this is the story. If it weren't true, you wouldn't believe it. Here's this little guy, less than 5.5 feet tall, thrown into Auschwitz when he's a teenager, spends 2 years in horrible conditions of starvation and torture and the worst humiliations possible. 88 pounds when he's liberated by the American army from concentration camp Mauthausen, comes to America, makes vows that he would overcome injustice wherever he sees it. And by the time he's done, he built a $4 billion empire in oil and banking, started out with a grade school education and no money. I thought that was a story worth telling.
Absolutely. And it really does speak to all of us about sometimes through the worst circumstances, some great things will come. And this would be the perfect example of that.
John, I think you've put your finger on it. I was done with the Holocaust. So dark. I didn't want to tell stories anymore. Then I met this man through his testimony and the archives that his family put together. And I realized he embodied all the qualities that we want for ourselves. The resilience, the self-confidence, the potential, the humor. He was so funny. He loved life so much. Sometimes he'd get up in a restaurant and start singing and dancing in public, you know, looking more like an entertainer than a bank president. I loved that spirit, and that's what captivated me and why I thought it was worth spending 7 years putting this book together.
And that is an interesting point, because so often people like that, you always wonder, being through such horrible situations, you would think that would make them sour or bitter on life. But it sounds to me like Siggy was anything but, that he was actually very, very bullish on life and wanted to live it to the fullest.
Yes, that's a good way of describing him. I think if he were here today, he would want your listeners to know, do not give in to bullies. They're just cowards pretending to be otherwise. He used to walk into business meetings where anti-Semites were ready to hang him. And he would roll up his sleeve, point to his prisoner number tattooed on his arm by the Nazis in Auschwitz, and say, the last person to try to intimidate me was Hitler. He didn't succeed, and neither will you. He would storm out of the room and then beat them at their own game in business.
So, Joshua, this is a great book, but it sounds like is a film in the works?
Oh, bless you. From your mouth.
I'm just thinking. I mean, you know, Schindler's List, you know, was not nearly as uplift. This sounds like it actually could be a very uplifting story.
Yeah, I've in my mind, I've cast maybe Matthew McConaughey or somebody in the role. Let's put it this way. The book's being very well received. He was, as the title implies, unstoppable. It's a story of a David and Goliath saga of this little guy who does good. Look, we all need heroes to look up to, right? We've been through some dark times. I've lost people to COVID like so many others. This is a nice feel-good ode to the American dream.
And I guess that's the point, isn't it? As we go through COVID and there are so many dark stories, that out of the COVID, out of all that horror, good can come, and this is proof of it.
Unstoppable Siggy Wilzig demonstrated that we humans have capabilities within us that come out under the most difficult of circumstances. Strange, but true. And he wanted us to take encouragement from his example.
Well, Joshua M. Green, thank you so much for joining me today on Alabama's Morning News and giving us something positive to start our Monday off with.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.